Genetically modified products has been a topic of dispute over the past two decades. Many critics question the general safety of GM, and others claim it's the very basis for providing vital nutrients to human beings. Golden rice is an genetically engineered product approved by regulatory health boards around the world in a bid to combat preventable health issues. The Wise Jared Girdler spoke to Barry Pogson, chair of the Healthier Rice Advisory Committee.
Golden rice is rice that makes beta carotene, and that means we can use it to make vitamin A, which we need to live. It's different from other rice in it is a genetically modified crop, meaning it's had DNA from other species added to it. DNA that's added to it gives it the genes that enable it to make beta carotene in the rice grain.
What are the complexities with diet and nutrition leading towards golden rice being a more favourable means for horticulture and communities?
So the problem is, without vitamin A, we die. It's essential for humans. With low levels of vitamin A, we go blind, we suffer many other diseases and other chronic conditions. There's various estimates out there, but it's something like some of the estimates I've read in the past, the 250,000 children go blind every year from vitamin A deficiency. And of those, half will probably die within about a year afterwards. It is one of the global tragedies. It is something that's completely preventable by diet.
Will golden rice have an effect on supply and demand for non-genetically modified foods for local farmers in these countries?
Yeah, no, look, this is one of the strengths of the Golden Rice Project. It went through all the arrangements with intellectual property well over a decade ago. It will be made freely available to all farmers. There will be no licensing fees associated with it. The company that developed the technology has made it freely available for use in developing countries. Organisations involved in its development, the International Rice Research Institute, the Bangladesh Rice Research Institute, BIRI, and Phil Rice, the Philippines Rice Research Institute, are making sure it goes into the best varieties for each farmer. The only difference being that it'll be a golden yellow and help contribute to anyone's health who eats it. The exciting thing about golden rice, this is one of the first crops seeking to be released where the main beneficiary will be the consumer. It's not about growing it and getting better yields, it's about making a healthier diet.
Does the idea of genetically modified food concern consumers?
Yes, it does. And I think, though, over the last few decades, we've seen a decrease in that concern. GM crops have now been around for a couple of decades. There is no evidence that a genetically modified crop is any less risky than any other crop. The main thing is that every genetically modified crop needs to go through appropriate regulatory approval. So if you're going to move DNA from one species to another, you need to understand what that DNA does. And is there any risk associated with it? And that's where golden rice has been going through all the risk and safety approvals that it can think of. It first received food safety evaluations from FSANS, the Food Safety of Australia and New Zealand, Health Canada, and the United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. So it's gone through three of those countries' food and safety approvals already, and it's now in the middle of a similar process with the Filipino government and the Bangladeshi government. So it's really doing absolutely everything to make sure it will be a safe product before it's ever consumed.
Can genetic modification be a means to tackle agricultural issues in Australia as well?
Absolutely. The work done by CSIRO on cotton has reduced pesticide use on cotton by about 85 or 90%. Less pesticides is obviously good for the entire ecosystem. And there's a lot of other research out there for traits that improve drought tolerance, that improve nutritional value, that it's all very relevant to the Australian situation. It's a case of the product being worth developing because the regulatory costs of approving a GM crop are a lot higher than a traditional variety. And then if it's worth developing, then it goes through the appropriate regulatory approvals in Australia. There are increasing number of crops that are approved in Australia that will be released as they reach that stage of maturity.
Professor Barry Pogson, Chair of the Healthier Rice Advisory Committee and Professor in Plant Biology at the ANU, speaking with the Wise Jared Girdler.